This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When U.S. Army Chaplain James Yee reported for duty at Guantanamo Bay in 2003, he was immediately struck by the institutional hostility with which Muslims were viewed there. And as one of the Army's few Muslim chaplains, he also experienced it firsthand.
People looked at us, American Muslims, who were patriotically serving this military operation, as terrorists as well. And when we got together for our Friday's prayer service, people would say that this was a terrorist sleeper cell operating in Guantanamo.
When those attitudes led to systematic abuse of Muslim detainees at the Cuban camp, Yee felt he had to speak out.
This hostility towards Muslims openly led to severe abuses on prisoners, cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, potentially war crimes. It was clear to me that we were violating our own values as a nation. We were violating our own values as a military. Being a chaplain, I knew I had a duty not only to my role as a chaplain, but as an officer in the United States Army and as an American citizen.
So Chaplain Yee shared his outrage and concerns about the prison's lack of humane treatment with the base commanders. They were, to put it mildly, unsympathetic. Criminal charges were filed against Yee, and he was sent to a high-security military prison in North Carolina.
I was accused of spying and espionage, aiding the enemy, thrown in prison, and then treated like an enemy combatant myself, even to the extent that I was subjected to sensory deprivation, a tactic that is done to prisoners at Guantanamo. So this became quite frightening when I understood that my own government was stripping away from me, even as a U.S. citizen, all of my rights, even legal rights or human rights.
With the help of Eugene Fidel, president of the National Institute of Military Justice, Yee was eventually exonerated and received an honorable discharge. In the course of his trial, he says, the defense team found a paper trail for the authorization of torture that led all the way to the highest levels of the current administration.
I believe these policies were crafted right from the commander-in-chief himself and his closest advisors in the White House and in the Pentagon. It's clear when we trace back the paperwork, the torture memos, the things that were said, and the advice that was given to the president in establishing Guantanamo as a place that would be outside the U.S. and not subject to federal laws and federal courts.
James Yee has since written a memoir about his experiences titled For God and Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire. A third-generation Chinese-American, Yee was a student at West Point when his personal spiritual path took a new direction.
I was raised Lutheran, but when I found myself engaged in what you might call interfaith dialogue, I quickly learned how similar the religions of Islam and Christianity are, and that much of what I already believed in as a Christian were things Muslims believed in and converted to Islam merely by reconfirming my monotheistic faith in one God.
Yee believes that emphasizing similarities rather than differences among Islam, Judaism, and Christianity can be an important step in easing the tensions between the Muslim and Christian worlds. Yee will be speaking at the Santa Rosa Oddfellows Hall Thursday evening in the first of a series of Bay Area appearances this weekend. We've got details and more background information on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.